We were looking at what we could do for our family in terms of, as we grow old, how we could provide for the kids, their education and all that. So we started getting interested in what things we needed to do.
You're listening to Property Investor Tales, stories from the front yard.
Hello and welcome to Property Investor Tales, Stories from the Front Yard, where I get to speak to property investors from around Australia about their investing journey. My name is Megan Wolfenden, and I'm one of the coaches here at Positive Real Estate, where we help people build wealth through property. With over 8,000 clients across Australia and New Zealand, there are some incredible stories to tell, which hopefully make your investing journey that little bit easier and will inspire you along the way. My guest today is Nintendo Yalala, and we discuss the importance of having the right team to help you and guide you, the need for quality education to help you make the right decisions and avoid costly mistakes, and the importance of paying off personal debt to allow for better investing. Enjoy this conversation with Nintendo. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Megan Wolfenden, and today I'm hosting the podcast with our fabulous guest, Nintendo Yalala. Welcome to the podcast, Nintendo.
Thanks, Megan. How are you, everybody, viewers?
We're all great. It's good to have you. Good to be listening to property stories. So we'll get straight into it, Nintendo. I know you didn't grow up in Australia, so I'd love to hear your story and this type of life you had and how you ended up in Australia.
Okay, well, it all starts when I finished school. I started an apprenticeship, trained as an electrician. And I'd say during the process, a cousin of mine who was in the States asked me questions like, don't you ever want to, travel abroad, come and study overseas? And I took him up on that, and I signed up with a college in the US,
nice.
College of Staten Island, as a IT undergrad. Yeah, this happened after I had completed my training and had been working as an electrician. So that's how I left home.
And where was home?
I'm from Zimbabwe in southern Africa, right next to a country bordered by South Africa, Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, and Botswana, sorry.
Fantastic. Yeah. Have you still got family back there?
Yeah, I still have family back there. My father is still alive. My mother passed on 10 years ago. I still have siblings, two young sisters and a young brother. They all live within Zimbabwe and South Africa based on work.
Yes. And what age were you when you went to the US?
I left for the US, I think I was 22. I was 22 years, so I had worked 2 years as an post-apprentice. So, yeah, 22 years, never been outside the country. And yes. My cousin was the only person I was going to, so unknown worlds.
And how did you meet Dudumo?
Through a friend. When I'd left the United States and I was living in Canada now, living and working in Canada, Toronto, and through friends out there, we sort of connected and we met first time in Zimbabwe on holiday, both of us away from, she was in Australia here, Sydney, working as a registered nurse. I was in Canada and we'd gone on holidays. We made the effort to, meet up. And from there it started.
Very nice. And what got you to Australia then? What happened?
When our relationship got serious, she visited Canada a couple of times. I visited Australia. I came here. Difference in the two environments of Canada, freezing cold. Australia, warm as anything. I decided if we are to build a relationship with family, I would want to come to Australia. So I ended up being the one that moved over from the cold climate to the warm climate.
And what year was that, Nintendo?
I left Canada in 2008.
Yes. And did you have any savings or anything at that point?
Not really. I mean, I was living as a single guy. She was obviously, as a young lady, you know, ladies will be much better managed than guys. so we sort of, had to change our ways, both to come together and look forward to building a family. And as everyone, we had a child on the way, and the main thing is to find a home. So we focused on getting a home for ourselves.
Nice. So you got here in 2008 and you purchased your first property in 2009.
Yes, 2009, a year later. Yep, we set out to purchase a property. Our son was born in 2008, so he was a young little boy. So like everyone, when you come together, form a relationship, you want somewhere to stay. So there was never anything in our mindset about investing or anything. It was just building our own home, and that was it.
Yes. Okay. And so after you've moved into your home, what was the new plan then for, how did you get into the idea of wanting to understand investing?
Of course, as you start working, you start looking at, obviously, your living, what are your goals? What are you going to do at each decade? You know, I just turned, I think, 29, 30 when we had the kid. So I was getting into the 30s age, thinking about the 40s and what lies ahead. Nobody was following suit. She's only 2 years younger. So we were looking at what we could do for our family in terms of, you know, as we grow old, how we could provide for the kids, their education and all that. So we started getting interested in what things we needed to do. So the first thing is we're progressing well with our careers. So what first hit me was the amount of tax I was paying.
Tax, yes.
And I was like, how best? And I came across people that had this ideology that if you invested, you will be able to, you know, offset your taxation through use of investments and all that. So that's how property popped up to us as, why not look at that as a vehicle to, first of all, wasn't to create wealth, but to alleviate the tax bill.
Yeah, that makes sense. Work smarter, not harder, right? Very smart. Okay, yes. Good. And when did you first come across positive real estate?
I started seeing Jason's, I'd say, Facebook posts when he was back in the day when he was doing it on the white paper board and drawing and everything. And my interest got on when he, because he, that's when I saw him talk about the tax and how you could pay off your home earlier by using the tax incentives while you invest. And from that, he showed how you build portfolios without using any of your money. To me, that was like, wow, how could you do that? Because I believe everything, you need to take money out of your pocket, outlay for whatever. But then, from then on, I jumped on listening to his Facebook posts and everything, and I decided we wanted to do that.
Very cool.
So I got Nordy involved, and I'm like, this is what we need to do if we want to improve our life. And then it caught on to improving, you know, building a portfolio for the future and all that.
Very nice. And so what was your first investment property?
Our first investment property, because we, I mean, again, without having the right people, we started on ourselves doing our research. We went to look for an investment loan for the tax purposes, of which having a family, not being structured correctly, you know, you're living, you don't know whether you're trading correctly, your expenses, your servicing. We knew nothing of that. And so when we first tried to get an investment loan, we didn't have enough deposit. Even though we had good incomes, we didn't have enough deposit to start.
Right.
And then the next thing was servicing wasn't great because of the personal debts we had, because of all the other, you know, day to day, we now had two kids, so expenses and all that didn't add up. But what then transpired out of that was you could purchase in our capacity using our super. Hence, we then started our self-managed fund. We were able to then set it up, transfer funds in there. Now we had the funds, still no knowledge. The only knowledge you have is buy close to where you know.
Right.
So we bought a property the next suburb from us. I'm happy to say that we went in blind, not knowing what the ideology was, but that property has done well due to COVID, I guess. It has, it's in a suburb next to where we are, and that suburb has just done great the last few years.
Well done.
So, yeah. And then from there, because I was listening to Positive on the side, I then spoke to my wife to say, look, we've done this without this knowledge. These guys in Positive seem to be, you know, oozing all the knowledge of how you can apply what we want to do. So we ended up, joining up. We did a trial. I think there was a trial period where they take you on board, have a look at your situation, sort of map up what they can do to help you. And then if you liked it, then you sign up. So
right.
We ended up signing. Yeah.
Right. And with getting rid of the personal debt, was that first on your agenda for cleaning that up?
It became first because once we had set up the SMSF, we're happy we'd done an investment property, but it still didn't have the personal, you know, benefits because it was a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
So when we joined Positive, the first thing they did, they were surprised that, oh, you guys have already set yourselves up an SMSF. That's very good. But in your personal situations, we have some groundwork to do before you can start investing. Mm-hmm. So the coach we had set us up on I'd say debt reduction pathway, where, I mean, at first you don't know that debt is that worse on you until somebody who knows puts it into perspective. I didn't know that having a credit card, even though paid up, worked against you. We thought, we thought it didn't have a balance. It's paid up, it's there, and, you know, it's to use as and when we need, but that also worked against us. So going through the coaching, we were then made aware that you don't really need it if you can, you know, if you're not using it. So we started paying off all that. Car leases, car loans, and we did great until we were able to then put ourselves in the position to purchase. So we've since done away with most of our debt and don't have any personal debt other than $1,000 card. We do have a car loan, but that we gone after we've made our next strategy. And yeah, we're building our savings from there and portfolio that way.
Well done. Well done. How did it feel when you paid off all that debt?
All the weight just went off the shoulders.
Reduces stress, doesn't it? It's great.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, first things you realize, I mean, like Jason does, a podcast where he shows what your income is,
mm-hmm.
the days you go to work and where that money goes to. So that sort of like gave me a perspective as to, this is not right. All this money is going away before we do that. And then with all this debt, we're squeezing all the debts into the amount that remains.
Right.
So yes, I was aware of the tech side of things as losing money. So that's why we started the investing thing. But right. then realizing how you're working, changing your time for the money, which comes back in small amounts, not in, as you realize, yeah, it got us thinking to really fix that situation.
Well done. And
now we operate on understanding that the time we change for the money should not be spent, but invested. And therefore, out of the investments, that is where our living comes from. Because that money still exists in the form of that investment.
Right.
So that's what my wife and I are working on, is we will put time in order to get paid, but that money should go a long way in the form of an investment that then gives us a return.
Right. So pay yourself first and start investing.
Yes.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
So, Nintendo, after you'd bought your super fund property, what did you do next?
Like I said, we joined Positive, and the first thing was to deal with our debt situation.
Yes.
We improve our servicing, and yes, we did that in the process. But while we were in that journey, we realized we could purchase another property in the SMSF. So we ended up with two properties in the SMSF.
Okay.
We utilized the strategy of off the plan. So at the time when we got onto the off the plan, we hadn't accumulated the required, funds to settle. And we put in a strategy to do that by putting more money into super to increase the funds required. So
nice.
The two-year strategy gave us that period to do that while it's also improving our personal situation.
Nice.
Then an opportunity arose in that process of debt repayment and all that. The home we had appreciated a little bit, and we were able to draw down some equity partially to help us pay down debt. At the same time, move on to the new home that we built.
An upgraded,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We upgraded to a new home. It was a house and land built. So we bought the land and then, worked our way to building the property. It was meant to be our forever home, which I now understand you can never have a forever home until you stop purchasing.
That's good. That's good. So,
yeah, so
how long ago did you build that home, the PPR?
Right, I'll give you the timelines. 2017, we had our SMSF set up. 2018, we signed on off the plan of an apartment in Melbourne for the super. At the same time, we were able to simultaneously draw down 2018 equity, which paid part debt and became a deposit to the land for the property that we built the next home. So we were able to start building on that property in 2019. At the time, building was still good.
Yes.
It took what? 4 months to build the home. So it started
fast.
Around April. It was done in July. And
nice.
We moved on into the new home. The existing home we had, we left as an investment. So it has been running as an investment for the past 4 years. So now we ended up having one and a future one in super, then a personal investment property from the old owner occupier, and moved into our new home.
Nice. Okay.
Wow.
And now
that's
you've
4 years
made it.
down the
Yeah, that's good.
yeah
So the growth has been wonderful in your portfolio, and you've made a new decision now. What's the current decision?
Right. With the conditions that have happened because of COVID, property has just gone crazy in Brisbane. We actually gone into another off the plan in our personal names, because we were realizing we needed time, of course, to create the deposits and all that, and also to write the interest rates. So this one is due 2025. Now,
nice.
When we looked at our situation, what brought us to thinking this is, with the rates kept going, we were going to be probably if the rates stayed where they are now, it'd be a bit of a tough situation to complete the 2025 one if they didn't come down. So if rates come down, would have been okay. But erring on the side of caution, we thought, look, if it stays this way, we'll be in a fix. So you don't want to be in a fix. So we put in a strategy to say, look, property has improved. Even the one in North Lakes, which was our home, has improved. But if we were to do anything, we can't pull out any equity anymore because of where the rate sits. Our servicing has just gone, you know, disappeared because of the rate rises. So what presented itself was the property we built 4 years ago has now had a very good growth. It is our home and we liked it, but we made a decision to sell it so we could release the equity we have.
Great.
And think of growing our portfolio further. So
yeah.
At times it's good to take one or two steps back in order to go 10 steps ahead. So that's the strategy
So I commend you. So you're now doing a little bit of renovation on the original PPR. You're selling, sold the big PPR and pulling out a lot of cash out of that deal. And because you lived in it, it's capital gains tax free, all of that, right? So, and now you're able to service not only the new property that you've got coming up, but that will give you more cash flow for future cash flow and deposit for future properties as well. Yeah, so
that's true. It sets up a well to complete our acquisition quicker than we would have if we held that property. Going forward. So
well done. And you've looked at your budget and worked out, you know, if interest rates are going to stay high for a while, then this is the safest option, but gives you a lot of opportunity for future purchases and investing. Yeah, well done.
Yes.
Awesome. So do you think you've got the tax advantages that you started out with that you needed? That's all coming together?
Yes. One thing I forgot to say is when we moved to this property that we are now selling, we're able to draw down about 100,000 equity, which led us to purchase another property. So we've got another apartment in Chermside, which is that has improved our tax savings for this past financial year. We've seen a change.
Very good.
For the first time, I myself have got a tax return, a refund. all these years I've been owing, I've always come out either with a few dollars, but most of the time I owe the tax man. So for the first time, I've got a tax refund, and it's looking better going forward because as we purchase, we are going to see that improve. And it's growing our portfolio in the meantime.
Excellent. So what would you say for somebody beginning their investment journey? What are some insights or advice you have for those people?
Well, I found the biggest thing that a person encounters when making choices about being an investor or not is lack of knowledge. Fear is another one. So fear is brought about the unknown, again, lack of knowledge. So the first thing is research on the team you need to have behind you. And mind you, there's no gain if you do not pay for the right services. That, yes, they are a cost. Yes, they take money out of your pocket, but they bring all this wealth and knowledge to help you avoid making mistakes,
nice.
Help you get rid of all the fears that you have around this. I mean, they are talking, most of them, from experience. They are investors themselves. They are out here to hold your hand and show you what to do, what not to do, and how to go about the whole thing. So I'd say invest in a team of good professionals that can, you know, assist you going forward. And once you're dealing with people like that and you're working through your situation, you will start seeing the pictures of what you can and can't do.
Very nice. Nice. Now, you talked about looking at your goals over, you know, the decades ahead. What are a couple of the goals that you've got set for you and your family now?
As we are into acquisition, the whole idea is to create wealth for my family, ourselves, a generation to come. Obviously, it is to also teach them the same knowledge we have so they can improve themselves, us provide the assistance, create a situation where working is a choice.
Nice.
You have the choice to go to work and not, and I have to work in order to survive. So by going the pathway of creating a portfolio, we are giving ourselves that choice to choose how much we want to be involved in working. And those, that portfolio or the wealth that we create provide the, for us and the generations that come, the base to, you know, have a good life, I'd say, and yeah, access to good things.
I love it. I love it. And your children have watched this journey and they're getting older now. So what do they think about your portfolio and how you've been building your wealth?
They are, I'd say, following our steps, because now they know how to look up an address and find out it's sales or, you know, data on real estate. So they now know how to, whenever we travel, if they see a for sale sign, they can tell us, oh, that house is being sold for this much. So they're slowly following in our footsteps in terms of the knowledge. So part of that is rubbing onto them. We speak with them the things that we do, the plans. Like, for example, we had to tell them why we were selling the house and going back to where they started, you know, and to see the advantages of why we're doing that.
Yes.
So basically, I think they're embracing it. And I would want a situation where at first chance that they get when they start working, they do the same, because the earlier you get in the game, the better your outcomes are, or the size of the outcomes grow if it's done early. I, for one, believe Australia is a good environment for property investing and all that. And they have, you know, a program of skilled migrants, and they're doing us a migrants a disservice, because we come here ready to work and we don't have the knowledge of what we do with the incomes, or you stumble across this through either friends, if you happen to have friends that are into it, but it's at a later stage in life. I would have been happy if I'd been given a pamphlet to say, you're a skilled worker, have a look at this and let us know what you think at the start. I think I would have been far off from where we are right now.
Wow. Yes. Yes. We're trying, Nintendo, with your help.
Yes.
We'll work with your kids too. We'll get in early with the next generation, right? That's cool. That's cool.
Yes.
Nintendo, there's been just some amazing lessons in there. And what I've noticed is that you and your wife have just kept on working towards your goals. You've definitely got educated. You've got the right people around you, and things like getting tax back or using your super to your best advantage and having a plan, but also where you've decided to sell your more expensive PPR, take the cash out tax-free, and then use that for multiple purchases. And the kids are moving back to their old bedrooms and know why they're doing it. I think that's just fantastic. So well done for both of you. And I'm really thrilled to watch your journey. And so we're coming to the end. We've got those incredible lessons, but I'm going to ask you that classic podcast question to wrap up today's interview, which is, if you could go back in time and you could meet young Nintendo when you were just starting out as an adult, what advice would you give to young Nintendo?
There's a lot I'd give my advice to myself, but the basic was seek the knowledge you need to build yourself. So this doesn't only apply to property investing. It's anything you venture into. I was of the opinion that paying for stuff was not beneficial. I mean, some things you try and skimp out and do them on the cheap. I now understand that it's always good to have the right people by your side.
Yeah.
If it means having to pay for the services, the outcomes outweigh what you outlay. I, for one, know right now we used to skimp out on parking and park in places where you're not supposed to park. And yes, I didn't pay for parking, which is like $10. When I come back after the night out, it's a $150 fine. So at times it pays to do the right thing at the time. And it rewards you in the future. So that's what I'd take out as an advice to myself, because from that basis, you see yourself develop better in anything you encounter.
Brilliant. Love it. Nintendo and Nodu and your whole family, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on today and listening to your story. And best wishes with all of those upcoming investments and your new move. Thanks, Nintendo. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for listening to Property Investor Tales. Remember to subscribe so you get notified every time a new episode drops. As you can guess, I love hearing people's property investor tales. So if you'd like to share yours, then please get in touch with me via email at propertyinvestortales@positivementor.com.au. We would also love your feedback, and I would appreciate a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Remember, you can watch all of these podcasts over on YouTube at Positive Mentor or at positivementor.com.au. Until then, take care. Happy investing.